Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Sungai here with you on another Sunday afternoon. If you're looking for some wrestling today, lots going on today. NWA Blue Collar, where we'll be later this afternoon in Portland, Oregon. KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. PPW in Yanceyville, North Carolina. APW in Huntington, West Virginia. MOW in Flint, Michigan. And Evolve tonight in Brooklyn, New York. Well, get out there, find yourself a show, support the local independents, and maybe check out the Evolve iPay-per-view. Evolve always puts on great shows you can watch in the comfort of your own home, see the future of independent pro wrestling. Well, QT, could be an exciting time tonight at NWA Blue Collar as well. Buddy Highway versus Big Vicious, first time in a couple of years those two have met.
Well, Sangai, I know that last week, one of my favorite wrestlers, Dark Carta, may or may not have been in action with Gregor Petrov. Can you confirm this, if one of my favorite Dark Carta was indeed in action?
That is my understanding. I was in the locker room getting instructions from the NWA offices on NWA ladder match rules. I missed it, but according to several eyewitnesses, it really happened. He was one half of the tag team champions momentarily.
Now, what is this disturbing pictures that I have seen on Facebook of Gregor Petrov in what I can only deduce to be lipstick and rouge?
Well, he also wrestled last week in a dress, from what I was told. He lost a bet, was man enough to honor said bet, and he's been going around all over North Portland wearing a dress.
I see. Now, when he changed into this dress, was it mostly at Patty's home plate in Portland, or West Portland? Yes, West Portland.
I believe that would also be in North Portland, but that is one location he was wearing said dress. That is confirmed.
Now, was it a flower print dress?
It looked to be, from what I could tell.
I see. Now, has Dave the Beast Barnett seen pictures of this flower print dress? And indeed, are there any full-length body shots of Gregor Petrov in the dress that he is wearing around Portland, or he was last week?
I believe that there are said pictures. I cannot confirm or deny at this moment if Beast Barnett has seen it, but I will attempt to do so.
I see. Now, Sangai, you know I'm a huge Darth Carta mark. How long did this match that had Gregor Petrov teaming with Darth Carta last? And whom did they face? Was it the Moonshiners?
Well, I'm sure the fans would resoundingly say way too long. I did not, of course, see the match. I was in the back getting ladder match rules from the NWA corporate office, but my understanding is they faced the North Portland Wrecking Crew of Tony Stetson and Iron Man.
I see, Tony Stetson and Iron Man. Now, Iron Man, one would think that he would be slightly thrown off his game plan to be wrestling a wrestler in a flower print dress. You don't often see Iron Man and a wrestler in a dress wrestling. Yes.
Well, how many times have you seen him wrestle Darth Carter, for that matter?
Well, that's true, but I have never seen Darth Carter in a dress.
I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny that either.
Well, Sanjay, as you know, in the North Portland Eagles VWF Hall, there are probably security tapes. Did you have a chance, after your consultation of the ladder match and the rules, did you have a chance to go back and watch this match in full length? That's my question.
I did see the footage of it. And
I
Tony Stetson may have done us all a favor.
Now, at any point in this match, did Darth Carter take to the top rope and use a high aerial assault?
He bypassed the top rope when Iron Man billed him into the ring.
I see. Well, Darth Carter is pretty legendary in the amount of punishment he is able to absorb. I remember one match at a Grange Hall in extreme southeastern suburb of Lake Oswego, where Big V unceremoniously attacked Darth Carter. Yes, and Darth Carter was able to withstand this assault from Big V. Yes, including a beard pole, sort of, a modified beard pole, if I can remember right. Yes.
Big V pulled on his own beard?
Yes, he did. I mean, Darth Carter's beard. Yes.
Darth Carter has a beard. How can you tell he wears a mask?
And that made it all the more interesting.
I would guess.
Yes. Now, I myself may have been drinking from moonshine at this point, and maybe I was seeing double or seeing things. So, yes, I may have just thought that Darth Carter was wearing a beard. Yes, that Big V pulled. But it was a brutal match anyway. Yes.
Did you yourself contemplate challenging Big V to get revenge for Darth Carter?
Yes, I did. Yes. I may have taken Big V aside in latter months and admonished him for demolishing my hero. Yes, demolishing.
And what was Big V's response?
Well, he just kind of stared, and actually he was kind of downcast. He kind of glanced at the floor and said nothing. So my words had a rapier-like effect on him. Rapier, yes.
Huh, all right.
Now, Sanjay, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners exactly what the stipulations of this ladder match was? Did you go over certain clauses in the contract? And who was involved in the ladder match?
Well, it was Aries versus Kane, and at stake was Aries' briefcase. Aries, of course, went on to win the match, but Kane paid a steep, steep price in that loss.
I see. Now, was there anything in this briefcase that Aries has control of, but he did not disclose of to the fans? Was there a contract stipulation in that briefcase?
I believe he has a title shot that he can cash in at any time in said briefcase.
I see. I was very unfortunate not to be at that match. About how long was this match? And how high was the ladder that Aries finally reached to the briefcase? Yes.
It went probably 20 to 25 minutes, and then I would guess the ladder to be 10 feet. Maybe 8 feet.
Oh, 10 feet. Wow, that's a very impressive height. Now, Sanjay, as you know, we were also present at Tulalip Championship Wrestling when we saw a stepladder match. That height only pretty much reached a height of, I'm going to say, 2 feet, 3 inches. But it was a legendary stepladder match. Based on what you saw at Tulalip Wrestling, and it's even stuck in my mind after 4 3/4 years, and maybe going on 5, but I think it's 4 3/4. Based on that stepladder match and the legitimate ladder match that reached a height of 10 feet in blue-collar wrestling, are you going to demand to Tex Thompson that there'd be a hybrid stepladder match, legitimate ladder match, based on and try to bring these two fantastic modems together. Yes.
How would you do that?
Boy, I don't know. You'd have to combine both a stepladder and a regular ladder. I'm going to say that if it was, how many steps in this ladder, in this big ladder, did Aries and Kane have? How many steps in this ladder? I've got the answer.
I
did
not
actually
have the time to count the steps.
I see. Is there any chance that you can count? Do they still have the ladder present at Blue Collar Wrestling? That's what I'm asking.
I cannot confirm or deny that until later this evening.
All right. If they reached a height of 10 feet, I'm going to guess that the ladder had 8 steps. 8 steps, yes.
All right.
8 steps, and then they have that top platform where they have a little sign saying you should not step on this top platform. I'm going
it's
to say that, of course, Aries used all 8 steps. That's my estimation, that to reach that ladder. I'm going to say if you had a composite stepladder match and a ladder match, the solution is simple. You cannot go past the 4th step on the ladder. And I'm going to bring this up to Tex Thompson before the action starts at Blue Collar Wrestling. Yes. I might even bring, Sign Guy, this is huge, one of my shot put tape measures and measure the 4th step in this ladder with the assistance of Patty. As you know, I did bring a shot put once to Blue Collar Wrestling, and I had Buddy Highway measure 2 of the tables. And Buddy Highway, if you're listening, thank you for your help in my tape measuring of the tables at Blue Collar Wrestling. And Buddy, if you're also listening, I might, if Patty refuses to help, I would like to enlist your help in measuring this 4th step in what will become Blue Collar Wrestling's first hybrid step ladder, legit ladder match. Yes, it'd be historic.
Now, if you combined a step ladder with a regular ladder,
yes,
wouldn't you have a slightly smaller standard ladder?
Well, yes, I guess a slightly smaller standard ladder with a height limitation. Yes.
So you'd have like an 8-foot ladder.
Well, an 8-foot ladder with a 4-foot ceiling. yes.
A 4-foot ceiling?
Yes.
Well, it's not like Donnie Idol's going to be in every match against himself.
Has Donnie Idol himself participated in hybrid ladder matches where the regular ladder has a do not pass this level? That's what I'm asking.
He might have had a standard ladder match.
Damn, really? Are there any videos on YouTube of
that? I cannot confirm at this point for sure if he has or not. I will attempt to confirm.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Have you yourself challenged anyone to a ladder match?
Well, Sun Guy, as you know, I used to have heat with Paw Moonshine. Now, this has been pretty much aired out, our grievances. We had a book of grievances between us. And for all I can figure out, I don't know why Paw Moonshine had heat against me. I think it had something to do with a mysterious white powdered substance that he believes that I may have smuggled into the Blue Collar Wrestling arena. However, the toxicity results came back, and none of it can be traced to me. So we kind of smoothed out any perceived, how should we say, slights that Paul Moonshine may have fostered toward me. My first choice, if you would have said like a year and a half ago, my first choice would have been to come out of retirement and have a stepladder match against Paul Moonshine, yes. But that's all in the past right now. I guess I'd have to look for someone else to have a stepladder match. Retirement. If Laren Golden Songbird Amos is listening in my retirement stepladder match, boy, she'd look forward to that. Yes.
I forgot, QT. Johnny Idol 100% has been in a ladder match. He had a ladder match at Emerge with Hillbilly Jed that was scary in its frightfulness at the amount of punishment both men took.
I see. Well, I'd like to tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that I myself, for this interview, was looking at a match, Tommy Rich versus Steve Lawler. Now, a lot of brutal action, a lot of knee drops across the throat, a lot of headlocks that indeed, even the headlock rocked Tommy Rich to his knees. There was action inside, outside the ring. There was a lot of blows to the head. That was kind of vicious. Do you think that both matches rivaled each other in viciousness? Or was the stepladder match a step up from the Tommy Rich versus Steve Lawler action?
Was that a Big Vicious reference? Big Vicious was in neither of those matches.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't a Big B reference.
That's too bad. I'd say that ladder match of Johnny Idol and Hillbilly Jed was probably one of the more vicious physical matches I've seen.
I see. Now, at any time, did the action spill outside the ring, and did both contestants go to a hot tub stand? And was it a double count out? Can you confirm this?
I can confirm that none of that happened.
I see. Well, Sangai, as always, when I am able to travel to the wrestling matches, be it, let's say, blue collar wrestling or Squamish Championship Wrestling, you know, there in Paulsbo, or maybe La Problemitas, I'm actually able to take some time off of work. Usually I do work on Monday, able to see the wrestlers in action. And based off this, I'm able to publish Turnbuckle Terminal Top Weekly 9 7/8 Wrestler Rankings. Now, obviously, I wasn't there to see the Eris Toretta Kane ladder match. Although, if I do speak to the fans in depth, and especially Patty, and get their opinions of this match, this may be a match that will rank both Eris Toretta and Kane absenteeism in this week's, hopefully, Turnbuckle Terminal Top 9 7/8, based on what I see tonight live. It may be the first ranking of a match that I did not see live. Yes, the ladder match.
Now,
and boy, will the fans look forward to this.
Probably. Now, you're saying this will get them ranked this week despite the match happening last week.
Yes. Yes, based on what I can draw out of Patty and maybe the old man and old lady whom I usually sit next to. Were they there last week? That's my main question.
Yes, as was stated earlier in this week in various forms, they were.
Oh, wow, okay. I never saw those stated forms, though, Sign Guy. I think you're mistaken on that. I don't think I asked you if the old man and old lady were there.
You actually did ask me.
Damn. Okay. All right, my main question, I'm just going to swat that to the side. Now, the old man is not a fan of Gregor Petrov. Gregor Petrov usually comes around and looks and stares at the old man for several seconds, yells something, and usually goes the other way. But there was a time when the old man threw a soda, I believe it was Mountain Dew, on Gregor Petrov. And I disapprove of that because I'm a huge Gregor Petrov fan. Both Gregor Petrov and I, you know, have shared a beer at the Dancing Bear, and we have traveled down the road sometimes. Well, not really traveled down the road. We pretty much strolled out to the parking lot, you know, stuff like that. But I think the old man did go over the top. It almost caused me to never sit with the old man again. But the old lady usually gives me a piece of her cake. That's what I'm getting at. And I hope Dave the Beast Barnett is listening to this rambling converse.
He was terrified, shaking, in near convulsions at the thought that you were going to say that the old lady shared a piece of her pie with you.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, we're getting into a strange area there. No, I respect marriage, and I would never cheat on anyone. Yes.
Although you'd take a fraud cake.
I would never prompt infidelity. I don't believe, unless I could get away with it financially. Yes.
I just received confirmation, QT. Dave the Beast Barnett has seen pictures on Facebook of Petrov wearing a dress.
Oh, this is huge. Now, Sign Guy, there was a time. Now, I know Gregor Petrov. For a long time, he wore those Russian tights with, like, the red phoenix, the phoenix that rises from the ashes, or kind of like a Russian bird, a bird of war on his tights. And then he had a period where he went through a rather disturbing intergender tights. These were disturbing tights, to say the least. I know you remember them. And now I think he has gone back to a set of new tights. Do you remember this transitional period where Gregor Petrov wore these disturbing rather tights?
Are you talking about his bikini tights?
There you go. Yes, the bikini. Yes. Subliminally, Sign Guy, I was trying to erase that from my mind. Look. Yes.
Look. He still on occasion busts those out.
I see, yes, okay, but you know, is there a chance, what I'm asking, is there a chance that Gregor Petrov will return with this dress this week? What is the statute of limitations on this dress wearing? Did it run out last Wednesday, this past Wednesday?
I am unsure of the details of the bet he lost. I can't confirm or deny how long he'll have to be in that dress.
I see. As you know, Sign Guy, it's a short step between a dress and a kilt. Would Gregor Petrov be much more comfortable in a kilt like Roddy Piper?
I'm not sure, but J.B. Moonshine would be.
Huh. Oh, okay. Oh, are you saying that J.B. Moonshine might show up this week in a kilt?
I'm not saying that, but in the past, he has worn a kilt to the ring during the Halloween season when he wrestled as Rowdy Roddy Piper against Tex Thompson's Stone Cold.
As you know, Sign Guy, many people are designees of the Appalachian area are from Scottish heritage and Scottish immigration. Can you confirm that J.B. Moonshine is of Scottish heritage?
I cannot, but he will be there tonight. Perhaps you could ask him that. Perhaps you could walk to the very ring, borrow John Daniels' microphone, and ask J.B. Moonshine point blank if he is of Scottish heritage.
I think the fans would like to see that, and in particular, Laren Golden Songbird Amos.
Possibly. Now, what would happen
if
J.B. Moonshine were to take a call on you for disturbing his pre-match thought process?
Yes, they are deep in philosophical thought, that Moonshine team, yes. Very philosophical thinkers, yes.
Oh, I just received word, QT, our guest for today actually had to make a trip to the ER, will not be with us today. So best wishes going out to Steve, the Brawler Lawler. We will get him on as soon as possible.
Oh, boy, Sign, I had a lot of research into that Tommy Rich versus Steve Lawler match. A little bit disappointed, but I realize that people, you know, sometimes can't show up. When would you want to try to get Steve Lawler back on the line?
On getting him rescheduled. We'll have to figure out. In particular, just now got the word that he's at the ER, so we'll have to get with him and figure that out. But we'll have him on the show as soon as we can put him back into the schedule.
Oh, okay. Well, Sign, did you have a chance to see the YouTube clip that you, well, of course he did, the Brawler Lawler's Last Ride and 2:16:13 at NTR.
I did see that.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans what NTR stands for?
I cannot.
Have you yourself ever rode a motorcycle to blue-collar wrestling events? Have you traveled from the Seattle area down to Portland on a motorcycle?
I have not, but I have seen the North Portland Wrecking Crew ride to the ring on motorcycles.
Now, did they do that last week?
They did not, to my knowledge. I didn't hear any motorcycles. Once again, I did not see said match because I was backstage receiving the official NWA ladder match rules from the officials of the National Wrestling Alliance. Otherwise, I probably would have just slaughtered Darth Carter myself.
Are there any chances in the coming week that we could see Darth Carter riding to the ring on a mini bike? Any chance?
I guess there's possibility because apparently he's back and apparently Patty hired him.
Are there any chances that we can see, if I traveled to Indiana, could I see Dave the Beast Barnett on a mini bike at any point? Maybe going to his new college classes. That's what I'm asking.
Well, of course not then because he's going to college in Wyoming. You couldn't see Wyoming from Indiana.
I see. Hey, is it confirmed that Dave the Beast Barnett is indeed moving out to Wyoming? This is huge news.
He'll have to if he's going to go to all of his classes.
Not really. You can take classes online.
I don't know. That seemed like cheating to me.
All right. I'm going to have to go and ask if Dave the Beast Barnett is indeed taking classes online from the University of Laramie. That's what I'm going to have to do. Yes.
Now, have you yourself ever traveled to Laramie, Wyoming, QT?
Boy, it is one of my fondest wishes to travel to Laramie, Wyoming. Maybe for myself to also take a class in Laramie. If Dave the Beast Barnett is listening, I'd like to hitch a ride with him on a mini bike. We could. The plus of this is we can reenact the scene of Dumb and Dumber when they're traveling to Aspen. That would be great.
Now, you trust his driving of said mini bike after the incident of earlier this year?
Yes. Is that when Dave the Beast lost direction and went in the wrong direction for about 400 miles? I've heard about this. Yes.
No, but he did flip a vehicle several times.
Yes, the vehicle. Well, a sign, there's a lot of difference between flipping a vehicle and flipping a mini bike. Hey, can you tell us the medical condition of Dave the Beast Barnett? Well, can you give us an update after his crash? Yes.
I believe he's getting better. I think the seizures have stopped for now. So I believe he's on the road to recovery.
In your opinion, this crash that Dave the Beast Barnett was involved in and his subsequent hospitalization, was that about as brutal as if he were suddenly inserted into the Aris Beretta Kane ladder match? Was there the same amount as impact?
I would say so, because he flipped that vehicle 3 to 4 times going around 60 miles an hour.
Boy, that is a lot of impact, yes.
Although Kane took a package pile driver on a bridge made of ladders that scared a lot of people.
I would say now that the legend or the knowledge of the amount of punishment that Dave the Beast Barnett can take is now stepped up slightly in legendary status. Yes.
And he did withstand the Quattro thumbtack match against Budget Deficit.
Boy, it would be my fondest wish to see Dave the Beast Barnett ride a mini bike out of the curtains, down a ramp, on his way to officiate a Razor Ramon concert. That would be great. Because as you know, Sign Guy, Dave the Beast Barnett is official referee of said Razor Ramon's. That'd be great, seeing him going down a plywood ramp.
All right. Well, you know, maybe for a few dollars, the Razor Ramones will incorporate said plywood ramp into their act.
Well, now, Sign, as you know, the Razor Ramones music and wrestling have always had a symbiotic relationship. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners if the Razor Ramones will be touring in June?
I would think so.
Oh, okay. Is there a Facebook website where you can log on to the Razor Ramones tour dates? Do they give such information? That's what I'm asking.
Well, if you go to Twitter, you can follow them at the Razor Ramones and get all of their tour information via the Twitter.
Oh, okay. As you know, Sign Guy, not exactly the biggest fan of Twitter. Yes. Stevie Sharpain Jonak at one point tried to set up a Twitter account for me. Yes, I kind of rejected that. Yes, I know, you too. I had chronic problems with the password. That's what happened. Chronic problem
right.
with the password. Yes. Oh, okay. Well, Sign Guy. Looking over that Tommy Rich versus Steve Lawler match, did you yourself as a youngster ever see Tommy Rich in action?
You do realize I have wrestled Tommy Rich personally, right?
I was not sure of the date. That's what I'm getting at.
It was a few years ago, but I have wrestled Tommy Rich, yes.
Now, how would you compare Tommy Rich's wrestling style to that of one of my favorites, Eugene?
I presume just the matches I had with him at the time, comparing him straight up like that?
Yes.
Eugene probably able to go for a longer period of time at that point. His body wasn't as beaten up as Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich had much more years in the ring, far more injuries than Eugene had at that point in time. So Eugene probably at that point a little bit better as far as the technical wrestling aspect of it goes. Tommy Rich more of a brawler at that point in his career, and it's harder for him to do as much because of the wealth of injuries he had.
Yes, Sign. As a wrestler age, they usually switch from a more collegiate technical style to that of a brawler, where they don't have to go to their knees as much. Yes.
I see.
The wear and tear on the knees and lower back take their toll, and I'm sure they took their toll on Tommy Rich. I mean, you know, you can see even at the 9:16 mark. When that match took place between Tommy Rich and Steve Lawler, I'm going to guess that Tommy Rich, that was probably in 1989. Would Tommy Rich have been right around 32 at that time? 31, probably 31.
He was 21 years of age when he won the NWA World Title, and that was 1981. So that would have 29-ish?
29, okay. Fairly close. Okay, I was about 2 years off. Well, he's still going to the top ropes, and I'd encourage all our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners to see Tommy Rich take to the air at the 9:16 mark. Yes. Very, very nice in flight.
Now,
very nice. Okay.
Find Tommy Rich's normal finishing move was the Fez Press, which required him to leap into the air.
Wow, the Fez Press?
Yes.
This didn't have anything to do with Fez on the 70s show, is it?
No, it would have to do with Lou Fez, the inventor of the move.
Oh, okay, Lou Fez, yes. Besides, hey, how could Darth Carter do in a match with Fez of the 70s show? I think that would be a great matchup.
As long as Darth Carter got beat up, I guess.
Oh, no, now don't go saying that. I you know what? I think they'd probably be able to wrestle to a draw. I myself would like to see a draw between Fez of the 70s Show and Darth Carter. That
It'd
way,
be a
both
time limit draw
don't...
or a double disqualification draw?
Boy, now that is a tough one. How about a double DQ? Yes. Double
right.
DQ.
Now, is this because Lowe shoved the referee out of their way?
Oh, now you see, Sign, you bring up an interesting point. If Darth Carter were to wrestle Fez of the 70s Show, who would be referee? And who could ever call a match like that impartially? Ooh, this raises a huge question.
The referee would be, I'd say, Greg Burns of Hoosier Pro Wrestling, and I'd say he would be impartial.
Oh, okay, all right, fairly good choice. All right, I think he would be a pretty good choice. My question is, do you want me to put this two question on Facebook and maybe take a poll of who would be the top three refs to referee impartially a Fez of the 70s Show and a Darth Carter? Do you want me to do this?
I think you should, and I think you should post it on Rex Sharp's page.
Very good. Okay, very good. All right, I'll try to do that before I head down to Blue Collar. Okay.
Now, QT, have you ever considered refereeing that match?
Boy, here's a question. If I were to get into refereeing, who would I contact at Blue Collar? Lord knows that I've watched referees very closely, and I've asked them the in-depth questions on Turnbuckle Turmoil. I think I know the inner workings of being a ref. This, of course, if QT were to become a ref, he'd have to do so after his retirement match. Yes. Hopefully his retirement stepladder match against Paul Moonshine being my number one. But since we pretty much mended our fences and there's no animosity between us, I'd have to find another opponent, probably. Yes. Unless Paul Moonshine wanted to do a very, how would you say, admirable and copacetic. There it is, copacetic and recognizing the talents of each other stepladder match, if he accepts that. Yes. Then I'd go into refereeing. But who would I contact? Or who would anyone contact for that matter?
Patty, she owns the company.
Oh, Patty, okay. Somehow, Sign Guy, and I say this in all candor, and I hope Dave the Beast Barnett is listening. If I approached Patty and told her I was interested in referee, the look on her face, I don't know if she would accept that. I just don't know.
What if you brought her a fruit pie?
Oh, well, that could smooth things over, yes. Kind of like, hey, Patty, I'm thinking about getting into refereeing. Here's her apple fruit pie.
What if she preferred cherry?
Ah, well, then I couldn't see a future in blue collar wrestling as a referee. You got to come with the right fruit pie. Lord knows that you got to come with the right fruit pie when you approach Buddy Highway. Well, not really. He takes pretty much anything you hand him. Yes.
Yeah, basically he does. Now, QT, is there any truth at all to the rumor that later today, when you walk into the North Portland Eagles, you will approach Buddy Highway and give him a complimentary cup of coffee?
Oh, wow. Well, I will, yes, if they are serving coffee at the North Portland Eagles.
I can confirm you sell coffee at the North Portland Eagles.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I can confirm that they do serve coffee at the North Portland Eagles.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I can too. I've noticed, though, Sign Guy, that in the summer months that the coffee is pretty much absent. Tends to go up and down
summer.
With it. What's that?
It's not summer yet.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that's true, yes. I don't know. The North Portland Eagles coffee, it's okay. I pretty much do it because I'm habitually a coffee drinker. I can confirm that it's better than the rest stop coffees. Oh, boy. Traveling up and down I-5.
Those are hard.
My God. You know what? I bet you they grind the coffee from these government tins. Now, these government tins are, they hold the coffee, and they're just shiny silver, and they have black government lettering on the side. Usually you could, you used to find them aboard military ships. Now, the demands on the sailors in the Coast Guard and Navy today, they're more finicky. They've switched to pretty much gourmet coffees at great expense to the taxpayer, but nothing's too good for our sailors and troops, so they get the gourmet coffee. What I'm getting at in this rambling coherent of a thought is that I suspect that cast-off government coffee in silver tins with black lettering on the side is cast off from the late 90s and is being served at, like, the Tuttle River rest stop. Yes.
Possibility.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Good buddy Highway will get coffee from you later today. I know he enjoys coffee.
All right, then I will make it my top priority to supply Buddy Highway a cup of coffee, even if I have to part the curtains and stick my head in and go, "Hey, buddy, come here. Here's your coffee." If I don't, if only my head breaks the plane of the security blanket of the blue collar wrestling locker room, I think that'll be okay.
That would be up to Patty once again.
I see. All right, I'll ask Patty if I can stick my head through this plane and give Buddy Highway a cup of coffee. Second, and then my second question will be if I could start referee classes at blue collar wrestling. But I would hope that they would have a referee class satellite in the Tacoma area so I don't have to travel so far to take said lessons, much like Dave the Beast Barnett traveling to Laramie, Wyoming to, say, take his psychology classes. That's what I'm getting at.
That makes sense. Well, QT, since our guest didn't show down and we've got a long trip ahead of us to make it to NWA Blue Collar, I think maybe we'll wrap up a bit early for today. Any closing remarks?
Well, not really any closing remarks. I'd like to wish Dave the Beast Barnett well in his negotiations to construct this plywood ramp to a Razor Ramon concert, where he will ride a mini bike down to the stage where the Razor Ramones are performing. And can you give us an update of who we will have next Friday on the Turnbuckle Turmoil / Sign Guy show?
We will have the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan.
Oh my God. No, boy, I've got to prepare very far in advance of that. Boy, Kevin Sullivan. Wow. I did see him in action recently. Okay, very good. Kevin Sullivan. Yes. Okay.
That's
part of the real school army.
Day.
That's what I did. Yes.
Next Sunday,
okay,
we have a sexy Sean Casey, whom this very past week was an extra on SmackDown.
Oh, was he a rosebud? That's my question.
He was not a rosebud. He was a patron at a bar that Dean Ambrose visited when he was taking a tour through his old stomping grounds of Cincinnati, Ohio.
I see. Can any of our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners see a YouTube video of sexy Sean Casey?
I'm sure there's a lot on YouTube. Sean Casey been around for a very long time.
And in closing, Sign Guy, before we hit the road, are there any truth to the rumors that you will be attending a Zay MMA match?
That's the scuttlebutt around the water cooler.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, if they can see Dimitri Sun Zay in action, they should take the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. Going to be a star in whatever combat sport he chooses to pursue. And we will see you at NWA Blue Colors, 7611 or Texeter in Portland. Should be a great show. Bring Buddy Highway Coffee if you see him, and we will talk to you next week.
Oh, okay.